Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, that way. Young nigga trap with the AK. Yeah. The whole world is down, the other niggas clown. All round hustling, jewels and diamond custom. More rounds, busting drugs, making new customs. More customers, more business, more mission. More comments in between my dish. A bum with the seeing figures, multiple eyes all on me now. Since I became the nigga, my destiny was written before I held my first breath. It is what it is, nigga, king in the flesh. My destiny was written before I held my first breath. It is what it is, nigga, king in the flesh. Being flashy ain't really on my mind, though. I set cash, I don't be entertaining fine hoes. My heat blast, I wouldn't stop out of line, bro. I say cool, just know you fucking with a honcho. Getting money, I don't play none. They can't slide with it, nigga, tryna spray some. Writing gangsta like I'm K1. I need from day one, mama made it crazy, son. TL!
Yeah, that way. Yo, nigga, trap with the AK. Yeah, that way. Yo, nigga, trap with the AK.
By the profit, drug 10 bands and I lost it. Sold out of drugs and restocked it. Now I'm dripping like a broken faucet. Presidential in my Oval Office. Different flavors, nigga, different sauces. Hit it from the bag, then I toss it. Rockstar, nigga, do this often. Drinking handy like a sangria. She ain't fucking making cousins get her. Break it off like it's Pangea. Told her friends now they wanna meet him. Might just go and get some money out of him. Make them wonder what they do without him. Baby, I'ma fuck your life up. But even then, they wouldn't do without him. Damn right, a nigga changed up. I don't even do the same drugs. Anybody trying to throw salt? Mossberg got the same slugs. I just wanna see a lot of cash. Have a million in a hockey bag. I ain't taking no from nobody. And that's until I'm in a body bag.
Yeah.
I've been going. going, going. Man, I'm leaning like a mind pocket. Turned up, I've been drinking. Hey, turned up, I've been smoking. I've been going, going, going. Man, I'm leaning like a mind pocket. Turned up, I've been drinking. Hey, turned up, I've been smoking. I've been going, going, going. Man, I'm leaning like a mind pocket. Turned up, I've been drinking. Hey, turned up, I've been smoking. I've been going, going, going. Man, I'm leaning like a mind pocket.
All they're good for is twerking. It's time for them to tap into their black girl magic.
Black girl magic, 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 black girl magic.
Black girl magic coming through as headliner. Thought you knew, well, let me introduce you to myself. If you're new, cool, lives in the projects, wasn't raised by the street. I'm out here working every day, I got 5 children to feed. But you can catch me on any day on my grind. Watch me shine, not going after yours, I'm working hard for mine. Ain't no time for pettiness, real females can feel this. So if you bout your black girl magic, let me see you raise your fist. Go!
Black girl magic, 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 black girl magic.
Black girl magic all over town, just look around. We were born with it in our veins, so sis, fix your crown. She's the future CEO, working her way to the top. She's your favorite local artist, waiting for an album to drop. She's the girl doing hair in the kitchen, man, you know she can slay. She's that single mother struggling, but she'll make a way, just wait. You can't stop her, you can't block her, no confusion, substitutions. If you having a rough day, black girl magic is the solution. She'll hold you down and build you up and then make you some dinner. You get that black girl magic, man, I swear you'll have a winner. If you're doing what you want instead of what you can, you'll soon see what's up. She don't even need you, man. She got that
black girl magic, 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 black girl magic.
Black girl magic, can't you see she's unstoppable? With black girl magic, nothing's ever impossible. She's strong, educated, and beautiful too. Tap into that magic, ain't no telling what you can do. Black girl magic, can't you see she's unstoppable? With black girl magic, nothing's ever impossible. She's strong, educated, and beautiful too. Tap into that magic, ain't no telling what you can do. Go,
me, you know I love you, but please don't make me choose. It might be difficult for you with me. confused. I don't just do this for me, this is for us. If I get eaten, I'll be out in the streets. This is a plus. This is the kind of love you gotta be patient with. It's not a love, bro. This is a relationship. Sometimes I hate you. I love you so much I can just no longer date you. I wanna marry you tomorrow. A wife I will make you. We can honeymoon wherever you want. I will take you. We've been through thick and thin. My struggles couldn't handle. Let's rekindle the flame. That's the weak thing I can do. I know it isn't easy to forget what's in our past. Focus on the future if you choose to make it last. I hate sleeping alone when you ain't in my bed. And when we're far apart, you still stay in my head. You ain't the only one that's feeling like losing control. You ain't the only one that can't finish food in the bowl. That's not a loser, what we had just makes me sick. Your love is like a drug and I crave for it. You're the best I ever had, my favorite. So tell these haters, eat their heart out and save them.
Like a sad story, yeah, you heard before, you heard before about a boy. He said he'll never hurt me. Oh, we heard it all before, we heard it all before. over, yeah.
What up, world? This is the Be Live Energy. My bad, let me run that back. What up, world? It's your boy, Slick Young. You are now tuned into the B-Side Interviews. I got a very, very, very special guest, a very legendary guest, I would say. Man, without further ado, Rampage, what's up, man?
What's going on, y'all? What's the word? What's the word? What's the word? I wish y'all a beautiful day, man. How was y'all day so far?
Man, good, man. Living blessed and highly favored.
Sorry, man. The water went down the wrong way. Drinking water.
Hey, you good, man?
Let's do the new intro. Let's do it. Let's do a new intro.
Oh, we good. We good. Okay, let's do that. What up, world? It's your boy Slick Young. You are now tuned into the B-Side Interviews. I got a very, very, very special legendary guest. So without further ado, Rampage, what's up, man?
What's going on, my dude? What's the word? What's up with y'all, man? It's a good day on my side.
100%. I'm out here living blessed and highly favored, man. How you living on your side?
Everything is good. Everything is good.
Man, first and foremost, I want to thank you for doing this interview, man. Like I said, you are a breath of fresh air, and you are a legend.
Man, thank y'all for having me. Real talk.
Man, so let's start from the beginning. For people who've been living under a rock and might not know who you are and what you've done, like, I can easily go down all the accolades that I know, but I want you to let these people know yourself, themselves what you've been doing and where you come from.
Well, my name is Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad. I'm from Flatbush, Brooklyn. I've been in Flipmo for a very long time, one of the first members of Flipmo Squad, along with Busta Rhymes, Rod Digger, Lord Have Mercy, Baby Sham, and Spliff Star, and Scratchator. Been in the game for 25 years. I've been featured on a lot of Flipmo records. Mariah Carey, Alicia Keys, Craig Mack, Flavor in Your Ear Remix. Anybody want to know anything about Rampage, the last Boy Scout, they can Google me, Rampage, or Wikipedia me, Rampage, the last Boy Scout, and my background will come up, and it'll check out, definitely.
Man, so let's start from the beginning, them early times, the early Flipmo Squad days, when you guys are first coming up. Just give the listeners an idea on what the energy was like around that time when you guys were first coming out.
Well, the energy is always on high voltage. You know that. Anybody know anything about Flipmo? We stay with the energy. You know what I'm saying? We move around a lot, man. We're not a regular group, man. We get to it, man. We got that energy. We make that type of music that make you want to jump up and slap somebody, to make you want to wild out. You know what I'm saying? You know, we the kings of that wild out music. You know what I'm saying? We put it in the right perspective. Whatever country we at, whatever state we at, we got that pandemonium when it comes to that stage presence.
And like, that was one of the things that I grew up loving about the Flipmo Squad, is it was so much, so many different, and I mean, without, you know, without seeming like I'm saying too much, it was so many different characters. I like to use the word characters in you guys' group, that it was like Voltron. Everybody came together and made one incredible beast.
Definitely, and it's still like Voltron because, you know, we're still together, definitely.
So in the earlier times, what were some of the hardships you guys had to go through in trying to get the name where it is now?
No, it was never no hardship. It was just a lot of work and dedication. You got to show dedication to get where you need to get. You got to be loyal to a lot of people, and you got to understand what the music business is. You got to understand business. You got to understand the people that's around you. You got to be able to be a people's people. You got to have good vibes. You know what I mean? Everything was a good vibe. Day one, we all connected like Voltron, and we've been together for ever since. So, you know, every crew has an up and down, but ours wasn't that serious, you know what I mean? We just knew what we was. We just knew who we was. We knew our value. We knew our structure. But before that, we had to understand each other, being together, rocking with each other, living with each other on the road. And, you know what I mean? You know, then you have the flip mode squad. You know what I'm saying? We flip everything that's a movement. You dig?
Man, give me, from your personal experience, give me an unforgettable, like a crazy studio experience that you had.
Nah. Being in the studio with Busta and Biggie at the same time, that was an experience. Seeing the Notorious Big do his vocals was crazy. You know what I'm saying? The dude ain't write nothing down, and I've been working like that ever since.
Man, okay, so you know, and like I said, you're a legend within yourself. And you've been around so many legends, like you said, Biggie, you know, and of course, Busta. Like, what was things that you learned from them that helps you today?
You know, just, you know, understanding that it's business is never personal. You know what I'm saying? Understanding business, and that it's never personal. You know, a lot of people get in the music business because they see other people in the music business. You can't do it like that. You got to understand what you're reading. You got to know what you want to do. Don't do it because somebody else wants you to do it. Do it because you want to do it. Do it because this is something that you wanted to do. There's a lot of people get in the music business never at the right time, always on the wrong time. That means you could be in the game 20 years, but you don't get on till you're 25 years. You know what I mean? So it's just,
I agree.
It's just a lot of that back and forth, understanding you don't need homeboy operation. All you need is a team. All you need to know is what you need to know. It's the World Wide Web. You can check about anything on the music business. Understand publishing. Understand BMI, ASCAP. Understand CSAC. Understand royalty movement. Understand, you know, sound mix change. Understand you have to have a business. You have to have an entertainment business attorney. Not a homeboy attorney, not a criminal attorney, somebody that does entertainment, somebody that has your best interest, not a homeboy, somebody that you can trust to do your business. So when you sign in these contracts, you understand what you're signing. It's never personal. It's just business.
Man, you just dropped a jewel there. Like, and I think a lot of these younger artists are gonna soak this one in, because like you said, like, it's a lot of things that you on a business end that a lot of today's younger artists that are just looking to, you know what I mean, a lot of, you know, like you know, coming up, a lot of these younger artists, they send a check that they might not see on a regular basis. So they're saying, I'm gonna take this deal because my mom and light bill need to be paid, and I don't know how I'm gonna get it right. So they're gonna take any deal. But what you just let everyone know is, I think it's some very, very, very valuable information to these young kids.
Definitely, you know, because again, at the end of the day, you can't take deals. You can't take deals and get the short end of it. You know what I'm saying? You got to take deals and be mindful of what you're signing, because a lot of people don't know there's a difference between a 360 and a regular deal. I would never do a 360 ever in my life. I come from the era where you had a real contract. You had to have the entertainment attorney negotiate every album. You had to have a good manager like a Chris Lighty, R.I.P. Chris Lighty, to go over your management contract with you, understanding what type of deal we got, understanding the budget, the marketing department. It's a lot. It comes with a lot. So if you just sign it just to be signing it and not understand it, you're going to get lost, and then you're going to want to get off. So I see a lot of these young artists signing all these deals because they realize they can make more money on their own than signing with these labels that's giving them a 360.
Now, one of the questions I like to ask a lot of my OGs in this industry is, in today's climate, you have the artists that you have the young artist that wants to be independent, and you have the young artist that that's moving for the stars. And when I describe the two, I look at someone like Tech N9ne from Strange Music. He started his movement underground, and he's kept it underground for the most part. Even though his movement has got big, Strange Music for the most part was independent for the longest. And then you got the other guys who want to be Drake, you know what I mean, who want to do the Drake thing. So in today's climate for a younger artist, would you tell them to stay independent as long as possible, or would you tell them they need the machine behind them?
Well, In my era, you needed a machine behind you. But coming from my era, you had to be independent before you got the machine. So you have to be independent. You have to be independent. You got to grind independent. Independence is always a good way to do your shit. I wouldn't go straight to the top, because if you go straight to the top, you're bound to fall into a hole. I'd rather you start off independent than going straight to the top.
I agree. And for the most part, when you look at these younger artists, I think independent is the best lane for them, because they get to grind on their own and understanding that, you know, they get to grind on their own and understand that fact of doing it on your own before you get the handout.
Right.
You gotta
do your homework. You gotta understand how you rocking. You know what I mean?
I agree. Now, I was actually, you know, I actually read up on something that you actually work with Alicia Keys.
Yep.
How was that experience?
Nah, that was dope, man. She's an icon artist, man. Like, what more can I say, man? Like, working with her was real dope. I got the opportunity to rock with her, and you know what I mean. It's a dope experience. That lets you know, man, being from the underground, coming up, and you affiliate yourself with the right people and the right connections, anything can happen. You just gotta keep the faith and keep moving. So working with her was great, and salute to Alicia Keys.
Man. Now, I like to ask a lot of the OGs also. Who are your influences? Like, I mean, was moms and pops playing James Brown early in your childhood?
Nah,
or Aretha Franklin?
My influence coming up in the game was my pops. He played everything. You know what I mean? Slaves. My mom, she played. My mother was playing the shit out of them 45s. My pops was playing the shit out of them albums. The Gap Band, Cameo, you know what I'm saying? But those are like some of the things that was influencing me. My father was in the band, that influenced me. Leaders of the New School influenced me. That was actually the first time I got to get on the road. I was with Leaders of the New School, running around with them, understanding the game and learning myself and learning the music business. And, you know, that was Special Ed was a guy from my neighborhood that influenced me. Chubb Rock was another guy from my neighborhood that influenced me. UTFO was another group in my hood that influenced me. The group Houdini, they was in my hood. Grandmaster D, he influenced me. Howie T, he influenced me. The Four Force Brothers, they influenced me. They from my neighborhood. The group Whistle, they influenced me. They from my neighborhood. So I used to see them all the time as I was coming up as a youngin'.
That's dope. That's really, really dope.
Tony Danza, he's another one from my neighborhood in Flatbush.
I really love your picks. Like, I mean, I wouldn't even call them picks. I mean, I like how you give it up. You seem like one of them humble brothers that give it up where it's due.
Definitely.
So,
thank you.
So I want to ask you, who are you listening to today? If you listen to any of these younger artists today, what music you turn on and just get you going?
Man, I listen to myself. I don't really, you know, I don't know if you know, I'm syndicated on like 51 stations. I DJ as well. I'm syndicated in the UK, Africa, Japan, London. You know, I do a mix show madness. So I listen to everything. I do pretty much throwback, new school. I play new school music, whatever I feel, man. I'm just, you know, I ain't biased to the music. You know, I could play some Caribbean. I could play some, you know, African type sound beats. I could play Afro beats. I could play you know, classic R&B, Mary J. Blige. I could play ODB, Flipmo Squad, Wu-Tang. You know, I listen to it all. When I'm working out, I like to listen to 90s music.
That's dope. Now, speaking of you being a DJ, how's the comparison from, I mean, I know, and I know technology has changed a whole lot, but I run across a lot of times, a lot of the elder DJs that's been in the game for 10, 20 years. They understand the new, you know, the new way of DJing, but you guys are used to the crates. You guys come up from the crates and, you know, the samples, and now we use the Serato out here. Like, I do both.
I got two setups. I got a 1200 setup and I got a Serato setup.
What do you prefer for your personal preference?
I use both.
Okay. So it doesn't even matter.
I use both. As long as you get the job done.
I respect that. Now have you ever had a bad set where you thought it was flame and it just didn't work out?
Never.
Okay, I respect that. I can respect that, man, 100%. I actually picked up the art of DJing. I'm not finna front with you. I can't rock a 10,000, but you give me a little wedding reception, we can get it popping.
No, it's all good. And you don't gotta be the best DJ, as long as you got a good selection.
That's real. Now, what would you say to a lot of these young and coming artists who wanna follow in your footsteps, or, you know, just even are influenced by you?
Well, first thing I told them is to know what you want to get into. You know what I mean? Be sure of what you want to, if this is the business for you. You might want to be an electrician. You might want to be a fireman. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Just don't do it because somebody else do it. Do it because you want to do it. Put your soul in it. Show some dedication. Have passion. If you don't got no passion, you shouldn't be in the game. You ain't got no patience. You shouldn't be in the game. If you're doing it because somebody else is doing it, you shouldn't be in the game. You know what I mean? The game is to be taken, but you got to really know the truth of it. It's just business. Take all the personal things out of it. If you don't know something, there's the World Wide Web to know something.
Man, that is the realest thing I ever heard anyone say. Now, my final question, man, I want to wrap it up with this. My final question would be, The exact route you took to get from where you started to get where you're at now, would you take that same exact route today?
Yes. I would never go backwards.
That is a golden answer, man. So, man, what I want to say, man, first of all, we don't give our legends their flowers, man. And I believe you are, first of all, like I said, you legendary in my eyes. You are a genius when it comes to DJing. Like, everything I known you for to be, like, when I heard I was getting this interview, like, I was excited. I was like a little kid. Like, oh, my God, I can't even believe, you know what I mean, that this is it. You actually on my bucket list. So I want to appreciate you. I appreciate you, man. And I want to say thank you. Like, before anything, I want to say thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. And big up to MJ for putting this together. And big up to all my Heat DJs, and make sure you jump on my conference calls each and every third Wednesday of the month. Make sure you tap in with MJ and tell her to plug you in my conference call. I do them once a month for all the DJs, publishers, independent artists, major artists. I have a network. Jump in my network, man, every month, man. Every third Wednesday of the month, please, man. Definitely.
I got you, man. So on behalf of the Corner 10 Productions, on behalf of Designer Apparel, on behalf of the B-Side Interviews, I want to say thank you, man. Have a blessed one,
and we will keep in touch.
Hold on.
Big up my brother forever. Big up my brother forever, Marley G, definitely.
Oh, man, Marley G, man. Salute you, too, man.
Definitely, bro. Let's get it.
All right, man, we out, man. This has been a real one. I'll see y'all next week. Slick Young, we out.
We out.
Yeah, you know.